Welcome to Shotgun Story, the podcast that has conversations with indie creators about music, meaning, and the point of it all, so that you may be inspired by the journeys of other artists who are doing it for themselves, and maybe gain a little more understanding as to why it matters quite so much that you keep creating. Yanelise Morelli is an Associate Professor of Community Music at Northwest University. She teaches undergrad modules and supervises postgrad students who are interested in transformative music education and community music. Her research interests include sound studies in environmental humanities and an ethic of care. I love the sound of that. An ethic of care. What is that? Wait. We'll come back to that. Hi, Yanelise.
Hi, Tori. How are you?
I'm good. And you? An ethic of care. Let's start right there. What does that mean?
It's quite a big question to ask. I don't want to do the academic thing by like sidestepping your question to begin with. But an ethic of care stems from feminist philosophy, and it is a relational ethical framework. Depending on who you ask, you might get answers like it takes care as the moral baseline. We think about the ways in which people build and sustain relationships and how that drives us ethically. Specifically, I became interested in an ethic of care through the work of educational philosopher Nell Noddings, who looked at what education systems would look like if the ethical framework guiding them was one based in care as opposed to justice or virtue.
Wonderful. The reason that we are here today, particularly around a certain topic, which is Make Music Day, which is coming up, which, I mean, I think of that in terms of when you mentioned even that ethic of care, it's like that whole thing of involving everybody in the music in a healing way. It's just, yeah, I'm very excited. I'm excited, and I'm excited for everyone to hear about it. So let's start at the beginning. What is Make Music Day?
So Make Music Day is a community music initiative that was started in 1982 in France by the Ministry of Culture and someone called Jack Lang. They kind of wanted to make a musical national holiday where on one day in the year, everyone who wanted to could participate in musical activities. And so they wanted to create accessible, free, healing, wonderful musical experiences for as many people as possible. Today, the headquarters of Make Music Day are seated in New York. They include chapters across the entirety of Northern America, but also across the world. And then in Africa in particular, it's us and Nigeria who are participating.
And what does it mean to participate?
It can mean a variety of things. I think that's one of the beautiful things about Make Music Day is that there are very few boundaries to participation. So Make Music Day could include formal concerts, as long as there's no admission fee that's being paid, ticketing fee. But it could also include all kinds of wonderful musical play, improvisation. Some examples of Make Music Day initiatives that I really find interesting is Flower Pot Music that's performed in Brooklyn in New York, where people bring vases and flower pots from their homes. And the composer has created these blooming gestures that he teaches participants through games. And then they perform the piece of music that results from that. I am working together with some of my undergraduate students on creating a musical playground to put up in a public space in Potchefstroom this year. So that's another playful, easily accessible activity that we're working on. The main thing around Make Music Day is that we want to think about music as being something that's accessible, and that we want to put forth the idea that we are not just consumers of culture, but that we are all also producers of culture. And so we want to create opportunities for anyone who wants to become a producer of culture or an artist on the day.
So the goal is to get people who are not necessarily musicians to also make music.
Yes, ideally, but it's also a wonderful space for musicians to make music. So a lot of the initiatives are also open mic days or workshops at music shops, etc.
It's the 21st of June, right?
Yes, so it happens annually on the 21st of June. For us in the Southern Hemisphere, it's obviously winter solstice, which makes it a very different mood to the Northern Hemisphere, where it's summer solstice. But I think last year we embraced the cold and created some beautiful music on the day.
So now, how did you personally get involved?
I teach community music, and I'm also the manager of a community engagement program. So I was just searching online for possible international collaboration partners, and I came upon Make Music Day. It seemed like an organization that aligned with our values at the NWU School of Music. And so I emailed Aaron, and kind of the rest is history. So, yeah.
A little bit away from Make Music Day, but towards making music, why do you think it matters at all that people make music? And another big question.
Yeah, that is a big question. The research entity that we have at the School of Music at Northwest University is called MASORA, Musical Arts in Southern Africa, Resources and Applications. And our focus is actually on music and well-being. So I think the umbrella answer to the question, why we make music, is for our own and for our collective well-being. We also ran a research project called SOCOMI, which is an acronym for Social Cohesion Through Community Music Engagement. This project was funded by the NRF, and I was co-principal investigator on the project. And what we wanted to understand in the project was, how does community music facilitate social cohesion, if it does? Because most of the funding calls and instruments in South Africa, the funding instruments in South Africa, will always ask music educators and community musicians and artists to demonstrate that they are going to facilitate social cohesion or address some of the goals in the NDP or contribute to the United Nations sustainability goals. But it's very, very difficult to determine the mechanism by which an artist or an educator could reach those lofty goals. And so what we found in our research was that despite the fact that we cannot assert that music could necessarily contribute to macro level social cohesion, we could show that by making music together regularly, people foster strong relationships, that they feel that they belong to a community, and that in these relationships, there's a feeling of trust, which is a prerequisite for social cohesion. That's a big problem in South Africa, for instance, that we have very little trust in our fellow citizens, in the institutions in our country. So if we can create many musicking opportunities where people make music together, we can foster these relationships that build trust. And then also what we found was through the shared goals that people have, that there's a process by which the trust leads to belonging, and then in the end that people have joyful experiences. And so I think why we make music because it makes us feel good, but it's much more than just saying it makes us feel good. It's an integral part of what makes us function as a society.
And so what is your particular musical background?
I grew up making music from very young and in mostly formal settings. I started with piano lessons, as many kids do. In grade one, they showed us the animation of Pete and the Wolf, and I knew I wanted to be the cat, which is the clarinet. So I started playing clarinet shortly after that, and from clarinet went to bassoon, played in youth orchestras. And then I came to university to study bassoon. I am a classically trained bassoonist. But then once I started working, in different spaces. I was working with music producers and with people who learned music through a very different channel than the way that I had learned music. And so then that led me to my master's degree studies and later on my PhD, which is much more focused on informal and non-formal learning in music and on citizenship and care. And right now, as a musician, I'm enjoying playing whatever instruments I need to play when I need to play them. So accordion and melodica and anything else. And I enjoy collecting sounds and figuring out what I can do with those sounds.
It sounds joyful.
Yeah.
for people who don't normally make music or who once played music when they were a kid or had piano lessons once upon a time, but were longing to start doing something, a Make Music Day is a great opportunity to get reconnected to the music. How would people find out about what's happening?
I think an important thing is for educators and community musicians to register their projects on our site. So if you go to Make Music South Africa, you will see that there's a button for participating. And so if you have any events happening on June the 21st already, you're welcome to register it on the Gemini portal, which will then put your event on the map. And so all of our events are listed on that portal and will be listed. So sign up is still open until mid-June. And so if people just go to the website, they can see which events, if there are any events in their area. However, if you live somewhere in South Africa where there currently aren't events, don't hesitate to register your own event. And you don't have to be a musician. This could be a praise and worship evening at your cell group on the 21st of June, or it could be a beer choir at the local pub. It could be many things, and registration is open to anyone who wants to register an event. We will also be promoting the events through our Facebook and Instagram. And so if people just follow us on those platforms, they'll also kind of get an insight into what is happening on the day.
So if someone wanted to run an event, where would they get inspiration for what to do, for things to make music? Have there been past events that they can check out or...
You can check the Make Music Day YouTube channel. There are short films about various events that have happened. We have some photos on our own website, but South Africa has only been participating since 2023. So this will be our second year running Make Music Day. But I think you can also just think about fun ways to work with sound. And I think if we open it in that way, then the possibilities for what can be an event that contributes to Make Music Day become endless. It can be anything from a concert on your lawn to hosting a listening party somewhere where everybody shares their favorite songs.
And so now, as discussed before, prerequisites, it can't be charged for and it has to happen on the 21st of June. Any other prerequisites?
No, I think if there are specific requests, you can contact us on the Make Music Day contact tab, which will then send an email, and we are very open to discussing any questions about what could constitute a Make Music Day event and to provide guidance as far as we can.
What is the website address?
makemusicday.org/South Africa.
Wonderful. So if anybody's interested, head to that portal and you can register your events or research more about other events that have happened or other events that are going to happen. If you don't want to run your own event, but you really want to participate, look what's happening in your town. And so hopefully there's things. And if otherwise, gather some musicians together and make something happen.
Perhaps I can just share one very exciting event that's happening internationally this year. Because Make Music Day has its origins in Paris, and of course this year the Olympics are taking place in Paris, we are working with the Cultural Olympiad in Paris to put on an event called Pulsations, which will be a worldwide live music relay. We will also be sharing how people can access the live stream, etc., as those details become finalized. And then, of course, in South Africa, we will have our own live performance here in Potchefstroom, where the wonderful musician Tandeka Mfunyongo, who plays bow instruments, will be performing.
Wow, that's incredibly exciting. So what will it entail, the Pulsations event?
It will be about 10 minutes per location. We'll run from, I think it's 3 in the afternoon here, but these things still have to be ironed out, until 7 p.m. South African time. And it will be a live passing of the baton from country to country, but then everything will be bound by a rhythmic element. So there will be a small measure of improvisation to ensure that whoever passes the baton to you, you are kind of in tune with what was happening before you. So I think it's an interesting opportunity for performers and for the audience to experience this joy of improvisation in the moment as well. And then it will end with a big concert in Paris.
Wow, that's incredibly exciting. I'm definitely going to witness that, no matter what our event is, because we are also going to do an event, obviously, here in Joburg, and try and get as many people to as possible to do stuff. It's incredibly exciting. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
To encourage everyone, no matter how you choose to identify yourself as a musician or a music educator or someone who sometimes plays the guitar, participate in Make Music Day, because the only way for us to really have an impact through this day is to have as many people as possible across South Africa making music together.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That is so exciting. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for coming and chatting.
Thank you for the invitation. Without your platform, there would be nowhere for me to chat.
If you are an independent artist whose passion for what you do can inspire or fuel others, get in touch. I'd love to chat. You can find me on shotguntory.com.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.
Se huele mi lambo, señora, entaba, se la panjé.